every which way but over yonder. Quietly staring into space can get me into all sorts of situations, both sticky and problematic. Indeed, calmly staring into space can transport me into the wonderlands hidden away in my mind, can open me up to thoughts I never knew were lurking. That's why my pockets are filled with thoughts jotted down in haste, just in case I wish to retrieve them later. Casting about car seat, sofa, ottoman, notebook, back pocket, desk drawer, casting here and there, I come up with a stack of inspirations, insights, nutty ideas, memories worth noting, ideas penciled and penned upon sticky notes, napkins, blank margins of torn newspapers, little spiral memo pads, backs of business cards, printer sheets. Just for fun, just for reconciliation with my little cosmos, I'd like to share a random sampling with you. Got a minute? Random acts of sentient spasms. From Carl Sandburg. I'm an optimist. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. From Brain Droppings of Jim Reed. Filling time is about all we do, whether or not we actually do anything. Time is ephemeral, but strangely real. No other unit of measure makes as much sense. One task of the writer is to record all the disappearing reference points. I seem to be the last me standing. As I have traversed all these years, with myself as traveling companion, having never deserted me, isn't it about time I made friends with me? How many years will it take for you to become the person you always were? I can't get very far without my body. What it is possible for me to become is beneath my hopes. I seem to rely upon other people to make me feel bad. Why can't I just feel bad on my own? I believe in special moments and the disconnected interstices that come between them. The flash of inspiration is the only truth, the only beauty worth recording. To pay appropriate homage to life, it is important to thank goodness whenever possible. Thank goodness. And here's one from a couple of thousand years ago, from Lo Tzu. If you do not change direction, you may end up where you are heading. There, there. Was that so painful? Thanks for looking over these random thoughts of harmlessness. Now, go forth and jot down these oodles of epiphanies that course through you. To get through the miasma of our days, we need all the inspiration we can possibly muster.